How many of you have noticed a few changes going on around here? You know, I love the rest of you that aren't detail people. I love that. Because then you don't notice my flaws or my whatevers. I love people that aren't detail people. Now, people that are detail people, they notice, like when I come to the dentist's office, if the picture is crooked, and it's never crooked, Patty, it never is crooked at your office. But I can remember times when I would sit at other offices, and if the picture was crooked on the wall and you were in the chair, how many wanted to get up and fix the picture? Okay, so you're probably the ones that have noticed a little bit of change going on, and it's like we've gone from Kansas to the land of Oz, from black and white to color. And who doesn't like chocolate? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Then you've got Granny Smith apples, because green is my favorite. That Granny Smith apple color, and chocolate is Pastor's favorite. Chocolate, give me some chocolate anytime, any day. And as he was pointing out, we have a man that we have got to thank for putting his life on the line. I'm not kidding you guys. This was no scaffolding. This was up like 20 bazillion feet in the air on the ladder with the little paintbrush going like this to get that fine little line. And I would come in to talk to Kim thinking he would multitask, you know, but he would turn on his ladder and talk to me. And I'd say, no, 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 you can keep talking while I'm talking or painting while I'm talking. And he says, no, I don't want to mess up. And this man, for the last 2 weeks, has been hanging, his life has been hanging upside down so this place could be gorgeous. Would you thank him? Would you thank him? I tell you, this man knows his stuff. There's people around here that clean toilets for us. They mop floors for us. They put shelves in closets for us. They do all kinds of things. The list goes on. This is called team. This is a team, and we are thankful for greeters and ushers and child care providers. You guys are the best. Now, when I was having my chats with the man on the ladder, he so knows his stuff. So he was teaching me about good paintbrushes and better paintbrushes, and then he has nothing but the best. Now, don't these all kind of look the same, even if I took their little tags off and you'd feel them pretty much the same? Okay, how many just think they're all the same? Good, good. They're okay. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you paintbrush lesson 101 about how they're not the same. Not all paintbrushes are created the same. Did you know that there are sable brushes, which are mink? There's squirrel brushes, which are very soft. There's hog. Yes, I did say pig. Hog brushes. There's foam, synthetic, and depending on whether you're using water-based latex paint, oil paints, varnishes, shellacs, watercolors, and so forth, it makes a difference. You've got to pick the right brush for the job. And the quality of the brush is reflected in not only the price, but you're going to get what you pay for. The quality brush has more bristles, and they're properly sized with spacers between the bristles. They have a rust-resistant, and this, I didn't even know what this meant. Ferrule? How do I say it? Ferrule? For real. Ferrule. Okay, ferrule. That's the part that holds it together, that little metal part thing. Okay, so they have a rust-resistant ferrule to secure the bristles, and that's what is used in a top-quality brush. It'll hold more paint. It'll provide a smoother application. It'll make for less brush marks, stroke marks. And if you take care of this brush, it will last a lifetime, won't it, buddy? He came in and he showed me, I mean, they're very expensive, but he's had them for years and years and years, and he takes really good care of them, and he says you don't shake them, and there's a certain way to store them, and he'd bring in like five of the same kind, and when one was getting a little bit tired or whatever, he'd rather than rinse it out, no, never do it. You start with a new brush, and then you start with a new brush. I mean, he knows his stuff. It was amazing to watch. Now, cheap brushes, the good brush, they will rust. They will lose their bristles. How many know what I'm talking about? I get the cheap ones, and when you're painting, the little hairs are coming out. The little bristles are coming out. And typically, their spacer is large, and so that it reduces actually the number of bristles. Fewer and low quality bristles means, get this, more dipping into the paint, which means more work, and it's harder to get it smooth and not have brush strokes. Duh. If you get a quality paintbrush, the best, less work in the end. And I tell you, he could give us a half hour lesson on all the specifics about it. It was amazing. It was over my head, but you know what I'm saying? But I want to say, whether I get a good, better, or best brush, if I don't take care of it, it won't last a lifetime, will it? I get the ones that I don't have to take care of that I can just throw away because I'm lazy. Who are my sisters and brothers? And what I do is if I'm going to finish a job later, I'll put them in the fridge. I'll wrap them up because I've heard if you put them in the fridge or the freezer, you can come back to them. But then I don't finish the job. And we have a red paintbrush in our fridge right now. And Eric, my son who lives with us, said, Mom, what's with the red paintbrush in the fridge? Can we get rid of that now? Because it's hard now. It's after 3 months of not finishing painting the red door, it's ready to get, okay. But I'm sure glad I didn't get a best brush for that. That would have been a big expense. If you take care of them, they'll last. So basically, whether you're buying a paintbrush or a vacuum, maybe a mattress for your bed, can we all agree that you basically get what you pay for? Pretty much. You buy the $50 vacuum, you get what you pay for. Well, I want to say to you this morning, I've got great news. I've got great news. When it comes to our quality of life, we get what Jesus paid for. Not what we paid for. Jesus paid it all. And with Christ, we get good, better, and best. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, our hearts have been drawn to this place. We've been drawn to hear from you. We've been drawn to worship you. We've been drawn to let you alter our lives, change our hearts. And I pray this morning that we would be receptive of what you have to say to us. That we be open, not closed. That we won't be distracted, but we'll be focused. You are a good Heavenly Father. We get good when we get you. You have a better plan for our life. Better than we could ever imagine. And Father, you know what's best. I'm so grateful that with you we get good, better, and best. Turn our hearts to trust you. Turn our hearts to believe in you this day and go further after you, following you, serving you, honoring you, obeying you, so that you'll get the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'd like you to grab that fluorescent yellow handout. And I'd like you to fill in number one. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. When we get God, we get good. Our little grandson, Lewis, lives with us. He's 3.5 years old. And he started a new thing. Not only does he blow kisses. How many have ever seen a little child blow a kiss? Or maybe somebody special to you, they blow you a kiss from afar? Anybody? Just help me out this morning. Anybody? Thank you. I'm going to preach to you, Bob. Okay. So we know that whole, okay? So now Lewis likes to not only blow them, but he wants you to catch them and take them to the heart. Have you seen that? Okay? So here comes the kiss. Okay, whoa. Got it. And you got to do it. You got to do it with him, okay? He loves the blowing and the catching and then drawing them close to his heart. And I wanted you to know that this day I am going to read passages of scripture to you. If you want to flip your handout over to write down these scriptures, these are like hugs and kisses from God Almighty. This is truth, and this is what sets us free. What he says, not what any man says, but what he says. And these are like kisses he's blowing, and he wants us to catch it and take it to heart. Can you do that with me this morning? He's ready to blow kisses. You can keep your arms folded if you want. You can roll your eyes if you want. Harden your heart if you want. But I'll tell you what. There is a loving Master, Savior, Lord that wants with all of his heart to reveal himself to us, to take us higher, to take us deeper. And if we will catch what he's blowing and take it to heart, it will change us. Amen. Amen. Sometimes little Lewis is stubborn because it usually has to be his idea. Okay? It has to be his idea if we're going to do this little blowing and catching and receiving. Sometimes he even gets stubborn. And I thought, boy, that would preach. Sometimes we just don't want to do that. We don't want to receive what the Lord wants to throw at us. But today I've prayed and we've prayed. God, we want to receive all that you have. So are you ready? You longing? Here comes some encouraging words from his word of truth. On the back, write down Ezra 3:11. Catch this. Ezra 3:11. They sang rounds of praise and thanks to God, singing this song. He is good, and his love and mercy towards Israel will last forever. Did you hear that? He is good. Then all the people, with a great shout, praised God because the foundation of the temple had been laid. God is all the time. Oh, good. Right, Psalms 11:7. For God is good. You're going to get a theme here. God is good. And he loves goodness. The godly shall see his face. He's a good God. God is good. Psalms 84:11. For Jehovah God is our light and our protector. He gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk his paths. How are we going to get the goodness? By walking in his ways, by walking in his path. He is good. He is really good. Psalms 105:7. He is the Lord our God. His goodness is seen everywhere throughout the land. Open your eyes and see how good is our God. Psalms 116:5. How kind is he? How good is he? He is so merciful, this God of ours. How good is our God? James 1:17. But whatever is good and perfect comes to us from God, the creator of all light, and he shines forever without change or shadow. Whatever is good comes from God. God is good. Now, if it was difficult for you to catch those truths that God is good, I think sometimes it's because we're comparing our not so perfect earthly fathers with our good heavenly father. Or maybe we're looking at how bad we are. So how could a loving, good God forgive me, be merciful to me, be gracious unto me, O wretch that I am? This brings us to number two on our handout. If we're struggling with catching the truth that God is good and kind and loving, it could be because I may have a heart issue. My heart is cold. My heart is hard. My heart's afraid. My heart is proud. My heart's been blinded. My heart is enslaved. My heart is diseased. Number three, pray for a new heart. Confess, what is it that I can know it here, but I don't embrace it in my heart? What is the deal with that 18-inch gap? God, help me. My heart, I've gotten to be stubborn, hard-hearted, closed spirit. I want a new heart. Give me a new heart. If we will pray that, guess what? Our good Father will give us what we pray for. A clean heart, a new heart. Just curious, how many remember in the olden days the Polaroid cameras? How many had a Polaroid camera? How many still have a Polaroid camera? Weren't they the bomb.com? I mean, the Polaroids. Whew. Instantly. What did you see when it popped out? Pretty much nothing. A blurry mess. Black. Shadows, maybe. And that's often the case with life. Pops out. We're not sure what on earth is going on. What the jank is going on? What just happened? What is happening? I don't see clearly. It's dark. It's fuzzy. It's blurry. It's not clear. But can I tell you that it's clear with the Heavenly Father? He sees all. He knows all. He understands. And we can trust Him in His time that it's going to become clear. Amen? And I think some of us are in places right now where it was black, it was dark. Now it's a little more on the blurry, but coming to life side. And we still don't know. We still can't see completely what He's doing. But He's doing it. It's just magic. Isn't it the coolest thing how it would come to life, come to color? Number four on your handout. God has a better plan than I could ever even imagine. I don't know how many of you were with us on New Year's Eve, or you saw it in a theater, or maybe you've got it yourself. War Room. How many got to see it or have seen War Room? We're showing it again this Wednesday because we're going to do a Bible study. The ladies from Mahama and here at Sandham Chapel are going to do a Bible study. It lasts about 5 weeks. But we wanted to invite you gentlemen to join us, anyone that hasn't seen it that would like to. Girls, we're going to meet at 9 for prayer, and then at 9:30 in the sanctuary here, we'll show that film to kind of get us to launch our Bible study, which is happening next week. But the actress in that movie is Priscilla Shire. And I heard her at a conference one time say this, and it stuck with me. I loved it. It was one of those rhema words where you just grab it. God will give you what you're praying for, or something even better. You like? Write it down. God has a better plan than I could ever even imagine. You'll get what you're praying for or something better. And boy, have I heard that this year. Different things I've been praying for and kind of had my heart a little bit broken because I didn't get what I wanted. But the Lord said, I have something better. And He does. You ready for some kisses and hugs? Listen to this, right as Isaiah 55, 6 through 9. This is good. This is good. Seek the Lord while you can find Him. Call upon Him now while He is near. Let men and women cast off their wicked deeds. Let them banish their minds from the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that He may have mercy on them, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. This plan of mine is not what you would work out, says the Lord. Neither are my thoughts the same as your thoughts. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways, God says, higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. If you're struggling with the fact that he could have a better plan, that his ways are better, then number five, you may have a trust issue. Number five, I may have a trust issue. Can I really trust you? I've heard that. That was probably my theme last year, 2015. And all the change in the ups and the downs, trust me. And when I tried to reason things out or figure it out, he said, don't lean on what you can figure out. Don't lean on what you can understand. Trust me. Just trust me. And when I couldn't imagine that it could get better because I wanted what I could see, he says, no, something better is coming for you. Trust me. So I say this morning, if you're struggling like I have been, we can pray, God, help me. Turn my heart to trust you. Trusting and faith comes from knowing from my heart his very nature, that he is good, his character, that he's faithful, that he'll supply our needs according to how rich he is, not how rich we are. And to get to know him, to increase our faith, is to meditate on his word. This is ABCs, guys. Worship him. Spend time in prayer and fasting. Fellowship with other Christ followers. Abide, breathe, breathe him in, breathe him out. He's blowing kisses your way, kisses of truth. He says, grab him and take him to heart. Pray for your trust issue. Excuse me, thank you. Will you pray that with me? Would you pray? Lord, I'm having a hard time trusting you. The best way is to get into that word and get to know his character. See how faithful he was. Think about how faithful he was yesterday. Do you think he's going to change today? Do you think he's going to abandon the issue, the project, the thing that he's working in your life? Not our God, because he's good all the time. He's good all the time. Amen. How many like puzzles? How many love puzzles? Okay, how many put your puzzles together and then you glue them and you frame them and hang them on your wall? Okay, that would be me. And we would put so many puzzles together, I'd glue them all, and I just, some of them I framed and put on the walls, and other we just put like behind the couch, you know? And then when we moved, we'd stored a lot of them up in our shop. And they got damp and mildewy. And Pastor Tim says, we're not keeping those, are we? Because now they're all like stuck together. I'm like, well, yeah. Memories. I mean, Christmas 1996. I mean, come on. We'd always, between the holidays, we'd have one going. You know what I'm saying? Love puzzles. Love puzzles. So my puzzle lovers, where are you again? Okay. Have you ever tried to do one without the box, without the cover, without the picture? Oh, you're disgusting. Okay. So much for, okay. So are you serious? Like you do that on purpose? Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. 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 Have you ever turned the pieces upside down without the box, then tried to put them together? Okay. Gotcha. Just saying. Okay. Okay. But this is God. Okay. We need, some of us would probably like the 23 piecers. Some of us do like 5,000 piece. I'm saying, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So, God, big God, good God, has a better plan for our life. This God can put the puzzle together upside down without the cover, just like that. Because he knows everything about us. He's got a plan. He's got a box with the picture. He knows what he's doing, okay? He doesn't need it, but he knows. Do you get this? Not a problem. You know, how many of you have ever had that phone call or something happen, and you're like, oh, I didn't see that coming. But then comes to your heart, oh, this didn't surprise God. Oh, God saw that coming. God knew that was coming. And just knowing that God knew this day was coming, that event was coming, assures me that he'll give me the grace to go through it. Okay? What you're going through right now, he knew he had that peace. He knew. Yeah, it didn't surprise him. But he's working it out, and it's going to be beautiful. Like that Polaroid we can't understand, we can't see. It will come to fruition. It will come, and it will be beautiful because God is good. When you get God because of Jesus, you get good. You get better, and you get best. He is our good Father. He always has been. He always will be. Father knows. His ways are. His timing is. His plans are. Okay, six of you believe that. Okay, we're going to spur the rest of you on. His timing is. Yeah. His ways are. His plans. His purpose. Everything. Father knows best. Hear me. You get good, you get better, and you get best when you get Jesus because he paid for it all. That would be a good time to say, amen. Amen. I heard that amen. That's a good amen. That's a good amen. He's all wise. He's all loving. He's all knowing. He's all forgiving. He's all seeing. He gets it. Jesus is the center of it all. We get it all when we have Jesus. Some more hugs and kisses. Psalms 25. I love the sound of those going over, those papers turning over. Here's Psalms 25, 8 through 12. This is just, I love God's word. The Lord is good. Listen to this. Have hope today. The Lord is good, and he is glad to teach the proper path to all who go astray. I'm not going to make you raise your hand or ask you to raise your hand, but I have every hand, every toe, I've gone astray, but he said he's good, and he's glad to teach the proper path to those who go astray. Have hope. He will teach the ways that are right and best to those who humbly turn to him. And when we obey him, every path he guides us on is fragrant with his loving kindness and truth. Yes. But Lord, my sins, how many are there? Oh, pardon them for the honor of your name. Where is the man who fears the Lord? God will teach him how to choose the best. The beginning of wisdom is to fear God, to fear losing his presence, to fear losing him as your guide, your comfort. Oh, take not thy Holy Spirit, thy presence from me. I fear grieving the Holy Spirit. I'm not afraid of God, but I'm fearful of what can happen when I get stubborn and angry and I grieve him. So I turn and run back. And he's there with open arms, blowing those hugs and kisses, saying, I will help you choose the best path. Psalms 32:8. I will instruct you, says the Lord, and I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch your progress. Psalms 119, 71 through 72. Get ready to catch this one and bring it to your heart. This is a harder one, but it makes perfect sense coming from a good, loving Father. The punishment you gave me was the best thing that could have happened to me, for it taught me to pay attention to your laws. They are more valuable to me than millions in silver and gold. How many have ever been taken out to the woodshed by the Lord? I see that hand, brother, any brother, no sisters, any sisters been out to the woodshed? What I mean by that is the Lord, I say, he loves us so much that he paddles us and he points out the things, that attitude, he ain't gonna have that. You know, not going to have that stand. Go to your room. I've even had to write sentences. When we were growing up, Mom and Dad, we'd have spankings, stand in the corner, and write sentences. And my brother liked spankings because he could get them over with right now. Just do it. In fact, he even offered to take my spankings for me before. And I didn't like to the spankings because I didn't like the pain. I would rather write sentences or stand in the corner. And one time they tricked us. They said, okay, now you guys have been, you know, you've been naughty, which we had been. Once. And I vividly remember the one time, Leonard, that we were naughty. And they said, okay, Cheryl, Renee, what would you like your punishment to be? And Lauren Lee, what would you like your punishment to be? And of course, Lauren said, oh, I want the spanking. And I said, oh, I want to stand in the corner. And they gave us the opposites. They gave us the opposites. But I have had to stand in the corner. The Lord has put me in my room before and says, you don't come out until your attitude changes. You write these sentences. I've written God's word. I've written them and 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 written them. You know, get it in your heart. You wash your brain, you wash your mind, you wash your actions by the renewing of it, of God's word. Okay. I've had the spankings. I'm glad I'm not alone. That makes me feel a little bit better. First Samuel 14:36. Afterwards, Saul said, let's chase the Philistines all night and destroy every last one of them. Fine, his men replied. Do as you think best. But the priest said, let's ask God first. And you can read through the word of God how many times they didn't consult Almighty God. You ask him what's best, and you stay parked at that red light till you get the green light, and you know what's best. Hebrews 12:12-15. So take a new grip with your tired hands. Boy, anybody grasp that one? Take a new grip with your tired hands. Stand firm on those shaky legs and mark out a straight, smooth path for your feet so that those who follow you, though weak and lame, they will not fall and hurt themselves, but they will become strong. Try to stay out of quarrels and seek to live a clean and holy life. For one who is not holy will not see the Lord. Look after each other, so that not one of you will fail to find God's best blessings. Watch out for each other. Watch out for each other. You don't want to miss God's best blessings. Watch out that no bitterness takes root, and it's going to be trying to get us angry, to take the bait so that we get bitter and give Satan a stronghold. For if that springs up, it will cause deep trouble if you let yourselves become bitter and don't deal with it. It will hurt your spiritual life. Watch out for each other. Ephesians 1:7-8. So overflowing in his kindness towards us that he took away all of our sins through the blood of his son by whom we are saved. He has showered down upon us the riches of his grace. For how well he understands us. Listen. He not only understands us, but he knows what is best for us all the time. Smile. That's good news. That's really good news right there. If you're struggling with believing that Father knows best for your situation, for your life, then you might have come to number 6 on your outline. I may have a heart and soul issue. My soul, my mind, my will, my emotions, those can really trip us up, that soulish nature. It's time to pray. God, create in me a clean heart change my heart. Meditate on His truth. Meditate on His goodness. Meditate on those treasures. Remember, in the natural, you get what you pay for. But in the supernatural, you get what He paid for. We get good, we get better, we get best. Number 7. Because we get what Christ paid for, we get good, better, and best. Pastor Tim is going to join me right now as we're going to ask you to please stand. We're going to close in a song that has become one of our favorite here at Sandyam Chapel. It talks about Him being a good, good Father. That's who He is. He's a loving Father. He knows what's best. He has a better plan than we could even ever imagine. And this is the time in our service that we say, Lord, alter me. Change my heart. I don't want to be guilty of hearing and not doing. And I need to pray to You that I will trust You. Pray to You that I will yield to You. Let's bow our hearts in prayer. Lord, this morning we just come before You now. We say, alter our hearts, change our hearts, oh God. We want to know that You're a good Father, and that comes by revelation. You are the one that reveals to us. We are the ones that yield our hearts, that we're willing to put our hand out there and catch what You're giving us, what You're offering us, which is truth. We have a trust issue today, Lord. We're not sure. We're not sure we can trust You because we couldn't trust our earthly father. We've been too bad. We've messed up too many times. We have a trust issue. But today by revelation, You're going to show us that You have a better plan. And that we can trust Your better plan. And by revelation, You're going to show us that You, Father, know best. There's really two categories right now that I want to address of where we might be. We do know this. We do understand this. This is from our heart that we can worship Him. We can raise our hearts. We can raise our hands. We can raise our voices and we can say, yes, You are a good, good Father. And then there's the other category. I can't raise my hands in worship and praise because I don't know that. I can't say that I literally have experienced the abundant life that You said You came to give me. But I'm willing today. I change my posture. I turn my will towards You. Not what I want, but what You want. And You're drawing and You're throwing. And just like a football player who's got that ball being thrown, He's got to be in position. He's got to have His arms raised to receive what's being passed His way. So with every head bowed, hearts bowed, we're going to play this in reverence. Render your heart in worship to Him with hands raised, praising Him. Or hands raised and saying, I'm not playing church, I'm not playing God, I'm not playing religion. I flat need You. I need to know that You're there for me. I need to know that You're good, that You got a better plan, and that Your ways are best. So would you respond right where you're at? You're a good, good Father. Thank you.
Lord, you've seen those that responded to you this morning. You've seen those that said, I will humble myself. I will lay down my pride. I will lay down my hurt. I will lay down my hardness. I will lay down my soul, which is what I think right now, my emotions right now, my will. And I will bless the Lord. I will praise you. And I will hunger after you. And I will run after you. I will fear losing your presence. Losing that presence that brings me direction and guidance and hope and joy and peace. Lord, I thank you that you've been faithful to respond to the hearts that have reached out to you. You are good all the time, and all the time you are good. Continue to soften us, Lord. If we're not in a place yet to reach out, make us miserable. Send your hound dogs after us. Don't give up on us. Pursue us as only you can. Soften us as only you can. Turn our hearts towards you as only you can, so that we can receive what you have for us. And now, Lord, I just pray a blessing over these hearts and these souls. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. I thank you, God, that you are good all the time, that you have a better plan, and you know what's best. We will trust you and not be afraid. We will lean on you and not on what we understand. And we will thank you for the name that is above all names, that is our guide and the center of it all, Jesus. And everybody said, amen, amen.